I'm looking forward to welcoming NATO leaders to the meeting here today. This will be the first ever meeting at this new headquarters, and we will have a ceremony where Belgium is going to hand over the new building to NATO, and we are also going to unveil two memorials expressing our core values, freedom and solidarity. And President Trump will unveil a memorial with a piece from the Twin Towers, Article 5, 9/11 memorial. And then Chancellor Merkel will unveil a memorial with a piece of the Berlin Wall, showing the importance of NATO's role in both contributing to ending the Cold War in a peaceful way, but also NATO's role in fighting terrorism and our collective defense. Then the meeting will start, and we will address two main topics: fighting terrorism and burden sharing. We will agree on an action plan on NATO's role in stepping up our efforts in the fight against terrorism, and we will agree on national plans, making sure that we keep up the momentum on burden sharing, investing in our defense. And this is important because this is a defining moment for our security, and then we need a strong alliance, a strong transatlantic bond.
Concerning the coalition against can that be a slippery slope at all, that NATO is born to something that is not expected?
All NATO allies are already members of the coalition, and there has been no call, no request for any NATO combat role. I think that NATO's focus should be on how can we train, how can we build local capacity, because when Mosul is liberated, we have to make sure that there are forces there that can have control and that can make sure that the terrorists are not coming back. The importance of NATO joining the coalition is partly that it sends a strong political signal about unity in the fight against terrorism, and partly it provides a platform for enhancing our practical support. We are going to provide more AWACS support, our surveillance planes, more flying time, more information sharing, and also air-to-air refueling. This is important for the coalition operations against ISIL. We will also provide more support when it comes to information sharing, and we are now establishing an information cell on terrorism here at the NATO headquarters to make sure that we are stepping up our efforts when it comes to sharing information related to the fight against terrorism.
Concerning defense spending, you said you want to keep the momentum in that. Does that mean that everybody has to spend it?
It means that all allies have to implement what all allies agreed back in 2014. Then 28 allies.
Moving towards.
Well, we all agreed on three steps. We agreed on stopping the cuts. We agreed on gradually increasing and then move towards spending 2% of GDP within a decade. The good news is that we have really turned a corner because in 2015, the first year after we made the pledge, total defense spending across Europe and Canada was for the first time not reduced, but actually we had a small increase. Then in 2016, we saw a significant increase in defense spending, also because of that Germany was investing more in defense. And we have started to move towards spending 2% of GDP on defense. So we still have a long way to go. The picture is still mixed, but it's much better than it was just 2 years ago. And the reality is that when we decrease defense spending when tensions are going down, as we did after the end of the Cold War, we have to be able to increase defense spending when tensions are going up. And now we see that tensions are going up, and therefore we have to invest more in our shared security.
Thank you very much, colleagues.
Thank you.